Radio Molossia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Molossia.
Small Town Christmas, 8 December 2024. The Christmas season is upon us, and in what has become an annual tradition, His Excellency the President and the First Lady visited the annual Dayton Small Town Christmas, a tree lighting and holiday event held in nearby downtown Dayton, in the town park. The President donated canned goods to the needy, passed out candy canes to children, and visited Santa with the First Lady while mingling with the festive holiday crowd. As always, Molossians are very popular in the community outside our door, and it is a pleasure to celebrate and share the Christmas holiday with them. Of course, the event is an excellent opportunity to spread awareness of our nation as well as being great fun. A visit to Mexico, 20 December 2024. The week of 10 to 16 December, His Excellency the President and the First Lady traveled to Mexico for a winter vacation full of music, exploration, and even a humanitarian project. The first couple voyaged to the Riviera Maya along the Yucatan coast of south of Cancun. There they attended a four-day music festival held at the Hard Rock Resort on the beautiful Caribbean shoreline. The music was magnificent, but that was not all that took place during the President and First Lady's sojourn in the balmy tropics. In addition to the music festival, the first couple also participated in a humanitarian project painting and refurbishing a local Mexican elementary school. This was an extremely rewarding endeavor. The President and First Lady also took the time from the music festival to explore the amazing Mayan ruins of Tulum, just south of the resort. This was an awesome glimpse into the ancient history of Mexico. Additionally, the first couple explored some local cenotes, or cenotes, as you say in Spanish, which are water-filled sinkholes, part of an underground river system. The cenotes are beautiful and mysterious, and were quite an enjoyable experience to explore. Finally, the President and First Lady had the opportunity to swim with sea turtles in the open ocean. The President is very fond of sea turtles, and it was a joy to swim with them. All told, the first couple's voyage to Mexico was a wondrous and amazing experience, and one that the President and First Lady hope to repeat again next year, dodging winter for remarkable adventures in the tropics. In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Molossian Christmas, 27 December 2024. Christmas is a major holiday in Molossia and a time of great tradition as well as festivity. Traditionally a three-day celebration, the holiday actually begins on December 24th with a small Molossian family gathering. Christmas Eve dinner consisted this year of a light fare of various snacks and desserts, especially Christmas cookies. The evening ended with the reading of the night before Christmas, a Molossian tradition. Christmas morning, December 25th, began early as the family descended upon a piles of presents beneath their national Christmas tree. Later, Molossians gathered from miles around in Government House to exchange gifts and engage in family revelry, including playing Christmas games. Once the present opening ended, the rest of the day was spent relaxing, enjoying gifts, and watching movies. Boxing Day is on December 26th and is the last day of the Christmas holidays. While no special event usually takes place, dinner on Boxing Day is usually shepherd's pie, Molossian style. This wrapped up the Christmas events for this year, with everyone eagerly looking forward to the distant arrival of next year's Christmas.
It's gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Wide open. Okay.
Slow down. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promise to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
know before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy. Look at my eye twitching.
Strange Adventure.
Jonathan Hawke was unpacking his suitcase in his hotel room when a shot rang out. He opened his door and stepped out into the dimly lighted hall just as Deming, the house detective, came past, dragging a small middle-aged man. The detective recognized the Homicide Bureau inspector.
Hey, you're just the man I need. There's been a murder.
I see. This man is suspect. He's more than that, Inspector. He's a murderer. I caught him with a gun still in his hands.
Well, if you have your man, why do you need me? I'd like to have you along when he confesses and tells why he did it.
The suspect cast a pleading look at the police officer.
I didn't kill anybody. I was coming down the hall when I heard the shot and then a door slam. I saw this gun lying in the hall by one of the doors and I picked it up. I was looking for the house detective when he grabbed me.
The three men entered a room at the end of the hall. Just inside the room, a body was crumpled on the rug, and across the room, a man sat hunched in a chair, moaning.
Oh, please. If only you'd have paid them the money.
Inspector Hawke noticed the position of the body as it lay doubled up facing the door. There were no marks to indicate that it had been moved. He strode over to the moaning man, speaking gently.
Tell me who you are and what happened.
Oh, I'm George Dickens. That's my brother, Pete. I was sitting right here when somebody knocked on the door. Pete opened it, and that man there was standing in the doorway. He said something about Pete welching on a gambling debt, and then he fired. Then he slammed the door, and I heard him running away.
What'd you do then?
Well, first I was too stunned to move. Then I managed to get to the phone and call the house detective.
I see. Your story is quite different from the one our suspect here had to tell.
Deming hustled his prisoner toward the door.
See, Inspector? I told you I had the killer.
Just a moment, Deming. I'd like to ask a few more questions.
Certainly. But I'll bet this here little guy confesses.
Mr. Dickens, did you touch your brother's body?
Oh, no, sir. I didn't go near it.
Which phone did you use when you called Deming?
Oh, this one here beside my chair.
The inspector's voice was cold and commanding.
Deming, the man you're holding is innocent, and his story is true. I'm arresting Mr. Dickens for the murder of his brother.
The house detective was startled by Jonathan Hawke's accusation.
What?
Certainly. If Dickens was sitting where he is now, he could not have seen the man in the dimly lighted hall clearly enough to identify him as definitely as he did. And if he did not come near the body, he could not have known that his brother was shot in the stomach unless he stood in the door. What happened is simple. George Dickens came in the door, shot his brother, then tossed the gun into the hall, hoping to cast suspicion as he did, and saying that whoever fired the shot dropped the gun. The suspect you caught just happened along and found the gun at the wrong time.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Bird of Passage, our next tale of
Strange Adventure. Thank you.
Radio Molossia.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the truth. This is Ripley. Believe it or not. The women snake charmers of Pakistan never used musical instruments to charm the reptiles. They employ only the voice. The reason for this is that a serpent's whispered advice led to Eve's downfall in the Garden of Eden. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about the Bridge of Death.
Are you bored? Are you looking for entertainment? Then swing by the Bijou Theater for the latest newsreels and Molossian movies.
One of the weirdest bridges in the world is the Bridge of Death, which is an arch over the river Ludius near Crete, Greece. It is 59 feet long and 23 feet high, and is all that remains of an ancient Roman bridge that was looted of all its other stones by the local farmers. The looting continued until they came to the realization that all of those who had carried away the stones from the bridge had died within the year, believe it or not.
That was really scary.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New never sleep and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues. It's up to you, New York.
Radio Molossia.